News Talk 770 AM 92.5 FM WVNN. Hey folks, listen, I'm going to tell you, if you have any questions at all about like Otter Creek Farm or ZLA Solutions or etaxbreaks.com or some of the others on our team, just email and ask. But I'm going to tell you right now, the ones that I speak to personally, it's because I know them personally. And they do amazing work, and I'm so glad to have them on the team. If you ever find yourself wanting to be a part of the Right Side team, by the way, you want to advertise your business on this show, just go to our website, rightsideradio.org, click on the contact sheet and or the contact tab, and then you'll find the contact information from my brother Bobby. He will square you away. Bobby can hook you up with becoming a part of the Right Side team. Just like Otter Creek Farm. Like Otter Creek Farm has been featured in Garden and Gun magazine. Donald Trump Jr. came and stayed there himself not long ago. They're featured in like wedding venue magazines, and they've got they're not just like North Alabama, they're like a Southeast United States regional oasis. People go there all the time for hunting quail and pheasant, having weddings, doing corporate retreats and all this. And I'm just telling you, it's amazing. Go to their website, check them out, ottercreekfarmstead.com. All right, folks, coming in the waning moments of the show here, I'm going to open up the phones, 866-494-9866. You want to call in and talk, you got some thoughts? We have covered down on today's Triple Dipper. So far, I've covered the fact that Biden believes that Afghanistan is behind us. And not true. And then I also talked about the fact that government-run healthcare is already here. Yes, it is. And now I'm going to spend some time, and if you want to talk about any of this too, you can call and talk about it, 866-494-9866. Now I want to spend some time encouraging you to understand that when you push back on liberals, good things can happen. Do not think for a second that you can't create a wake-up call, that you cannot move something forward in the right direction. I'm just going to tell you. I mean, let me give you a few. I got all this paper right here in my hands. My whole stack. This whole stack is what I would call a melting pot of stories that goes to the theme of pushing back on liberalism can work. I mean, here's an example. First of all, liberals screamed when the state of Alabama was one of the first in the nation to say, all right, we're done with enhanced unemployment compensation. We're done with paying people to stay at home. We're done. We are going, you know what? We're Alabama. We're going back to work. We're not going to pay people to sit at home. We need our economy to thrive. Guess where we are right now? That's right. Alabama is one of the lowest unemployment rates in the nation right now at 3.1%. That is huge. By the way, that's less than half of what it was this time last year during COVID. And so I'm just telling you, when liberals are screaming, you know you're doing something right, in my opinion. If liberals are just freaking out, you know you're on the right track. And in this case, liberals were having a complete meltdown, even right here in the media in Alabama, like AL.com and some of the others. Oh, you know, people out in the street, people can't eat. Well, guess what? More people are back to work in Alabama than most places in the nation right now. I think we're in the top 10 in the nation. I know we are. 3.1% unemployment. Push back on those liberals. Make it happen. I'm just telling you, it can work. Well, how about this one? Story from outside the state of Alabama, but it's still interesting. Interesting. So I was just talking to Copper right during the break. So I saw a story on Fox just earlier, like literally about in the last 30 minutes during a break, I think it was during the Grand Council. And there was discussion about the fact that crime has shot up nationwide in the defund the police movement. And in the major cities right now, we're seeing any number of things happening, not the least of which is murders are at an all-time high in some cities. And you've probably tracked, because you care, because I've got an audience full of right-side ruffians, people who actually pay attention to the news, people who have a conservative bent in the way they think. You've probably tracked the fact that Portland has been a war zone for like the last year. Well, Portland, it got so bad that the mayor of Portland told the police, don't even intervene a few weeks ago when armed far-right and far-left protesters violently crashed in the city streets. AP is now reporting that that same mayor, that same feckless individual who I cannot imagine how, I can imagine how he got elected because he lives in Portland, but who literally came out and said just the other day, it does appear that keeping the police away from the protest was a mistake. You think so? It only took your city burning for you to finally figure it out. Well, when residents said they felt terrorized and abandoned, And the Portland businesses were confused and frustrated, and the police were not allowed to intervene as people shot fireworks at each other in the streets and were beating each other armed with bats and chemical sprays, breaking windows and rioting, fighting in the streets, and the police were nowhere to be seen. Following the clash, Mayor Ted Wheeler said, it appears now deeming the approach a success and mitigating the impact of demonstrations was not where it needed to be, and that he does not look back and thinks the tactic was not the correct one. Go figure. Well, it only took finally the calls for change for people in that county to push him to the point where he had to make a true statement and he could no longer hide behind it. You literally had the business community and local and state lawmakers rising up and claiming that something had to change. And it changed. His position began to change. How about this one? All right, all you Second Amendment gun-loving people, I'm about a Second Amendment guy as you can get. I mean, it's hard to find somebody. I mean, when you're a former Army Ranger, combat veteran, and you live in Alabama, you're going to wind up being gun-friendly, and that would be me. So I'm just telling you right now, here's another thing that happens. When liberals are screaming and trying to put their people in place, if you push back, you might actually get somewhere. Well, the White House recently had to withdraw their controversial ATF nominee, David Chipman. David Chipman. Old Chipman. Well, David Chipman's nomination to run the ATF was considered a complete affront to gun owners because he has a long record as a partisan anti-Second Amendment activist. Can you imagine? I mean, this is like putting an animal rights activist in charge of the FDA's Meatpacking Regulation Office. It makes no sense whatsoever. What it really was a liberal slap at the NRA and Second Amendment believers all over the nation. Well, guess what? There was enough of an outcry to where finally the White House had no choice. They said they could not go forward and literally said, quote, "We cannot continue to allow this position to be Senate confirmable," because they were mad because they couldn't get it confirmed. But guess what? Progressives, you lost. And this liberal anti-Second Amendment guy who they wanted to put in charge of the ATF, the White House had to withdraw his nomination. Folks, I'm running down the list here. In my triple dipper, I told you I was going to have a whole line of stuff here to show you that pushing back on liberals really can work. And if you do it, if you'll step up and say so, if you'll say not on my watch, if you'll realize you're not alone and begin to push forward and defend those things that we have believed in all of our lives, those things that have made this country great, guess what? Things actually happen. Good things actually happen. How about this? Alabama is constantly getting derided. Oh, there's not enough people getting vaccinated in the state of Alabama. It's a horrible place. No one's going to want to move there. I think it was the state of California that put us on their no-fly list. State of Washington, I believe, did the same thing. Alabama's not, you're not allowed to go to Alabama on state government duty from the state of Washington or state of Oregon or one of those northeastern left coast states. And yet, funny thing, story just came out recently. Alabama ranks among the top states for business in a new site selector survey. Go figure. Alabama ranks number 6 overall in the nation in Site Survey Magazine's top states for doing business. Wow. All right. Now, we have been in the top 10 for quite a while, but you would think in the wake of all the progressives that hate the state of Alabama, you would think if they reviewed AL.com, they might find out what a horrible place we are to live. You would think if you looked at the vaccination statistics, you would recognize that no one should be allowed to go to Alabama because it's hazardous to your health. Surely to goodness, no one wants to set up a business there. Guess what? Everybody wants to set up a business here. You know why? Because we're, by God, Alabama. That's why. Alabama now ranks number 6th in the nation for one of the best places to take and establish your business. And it was based on a number of things. Things like how quickly we'll get businesses permitted, the overall cost of doing business, the fact that we will incentivize businesses to grow or to come here for the first time, that we have fewer regulatory issues to deal with for businesses, that we have workforce development programs. I'm just telling you, folks, and it goes on and on, that we have any number of things that make us competitive. That's right. And we are one of the best. In fact, I didn't realize this. We're number two in the nation for the overall cost of doing business in terms of it being inexpensive to come and establish your business here of any size. All right. When you push back against liberals, good things can happen. Well, it goes on. What else have I got in my hand? I've got all the paper. I got all kinds of stuff. But I'll tell you what, I'm up against that short break we got to take. So let me go ahead and move to my break. And when we come back from that, I'm going to regale you a little bit more with things from the third category of my triple dipper for the day, that pushing back on liberalism really does work. More to come. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid and conservative and just plain right. We will be right back. News Talk 770 AM 92.5 FM WVNN. Phil Williams here, hosting Right Side Radio, solid and conservative and just plain right. So I'm heading on down this thread a little bit more. Got the final few minutes of the show. By the way, I may have time for one or two calls. If somebody wants to call in, go right ahead. 866-494-9866. 866-494-9866. So I've been telling you, when you push back on liberals, guess what? You may get a positive result. Now, I do know this. You miss 100% of the targets you don't shoot at, right? You miss 100% of the targets you don't shoot at. Well, we've got a situation right now where we need to start pinging some of these things, all right? When liberals try to tell you something you know is not true, tell them you know it's not true. Research the issues and tell them why. And you'd be amazed at the changes. I went through a whole litany of stories. I called this whole segment here kind of a melting pot of stories to show you why, when you push back on liberals, you may be amazed at what you get done. And now here's one, and this is kind of a broader picture. We talked a lot this week about the crisis on the southern border. There have been some amazing statements made in regards to questioning on this southern border crisis. One of the most ridiculous things I think I heard Jen Psaki say, maybe ever, was recently when the story I'm looking at right now is from Red State. Again, it's dated yesterday afternoon at 5 p.m. It talks about the fact that on Monday, Fox News' Peter Doocy asked Jen Psaki and left her kind of stammering. She didn't really know how to respond. He asked her about whether or not the thousands of illegal aliens camped out under the International Bridge in Del Rio, Texas, were you know, actually being vaccinated. Were they being tested? I mean, everybody else in the world is being talked about having to have a COVID mandate now, a vaccine mandate. You could lose your job. Our patience with you is wearing thin, says Biden. But Psaki gave this, like, totally nonsensical answer. She said, well, we don't do that because... the people that are entering illegally are, quote, not intending to stay here for a lengthy period of time. It's not the same thing. What? The people that are escaping Haiti, going to Central America, walking or catching cabs or whatever they do north to the southern border with the United States and walking across the Rio Grande, they don't have any intention of staying here long, is what she's saying. So why is that different? You know, I don't intend to live in a restaurant in New York City, but if I was to go there right now, I'd have to show proof of vaccination. You see what I'm saying? You see how nonsensical this is? Because a virus, by the way, a virus can be transmitted in 5 minutes. So what difference does it make how long they intend to stay? But yet that was her answer. That's all she could come up with. But they're not planning on staying here very long. It's not the same thing. Well, of course they intend to stay. That's why they came. Well, the interesting thing was that Fox's Bill Malugin, who's been doing an amazing job reporting down on the border, I hope some of y'all have seen his stuff. I mean, he's basically just living down on the border watching this, and I think his reporting has been game-changing. His response to Jen Psaki was, Well, that's news to them. They intend to stay. They know if they just step on U.S. soil, they have a chance to stay. Well, here's the part. Here's why I bring that up in this segment on the fact that pushing back on liberals actually makes a difference. Because I believe that Fox's reporting on the border is the reason why the Biden administration got caught and had to reinstitute deportation flights. Because if you remember, they had canceled them. They had canceled deportation flights. They were hoping nobody was looking. They were doing nothing on the border. And suddenly 15,000 people, of which roughly 85% were Haitians, began flooding across the border just at Del Rio, Texas. 15,000 camped out under that bridge. Over 200,000 last month at all points across the border. And Fox News is the only one who went down there and had drone footage that got under the administration's skin so badly as they flew their drones over and took pictures of the masses of humanity camped out under that bridge, that for a while there, the FAA, for about 2 days, the FAA tried to shut down their drone flights. And they realized, we can't get away with that. We're not going to be able to make that stick. So they recanted, and the aerial footage continued, and so did the reporting. And then all of a sudden, the Biden administration had to reinstitute their deportation flights to Haiti. Now, I'm just telling you, I think Fox's reporting is why. They pushed back on a liberal agenda, and they won. And that's a huge deal. One of the last ones I'll close out this segment with is this. It comes from out of state. This is in Ohio. And I'm telling you, this is what it takes. So here is a storyline that talks about an Ohio mayor who decided to go to the state school board and tell them in open forum that they had a choice in his opinion. They could resign or face charges. See, what happened in this particular case was a school board just basically laying down on the job, not either paying attention or either that, or they were literally trying to do this. They had put together an explicit sex ed material and gender fluidity discussions that were given to elementary school kids and some high school kids. And the content was not even addressed until parents began to actually find out about it. Because, you know, parents are having to pay more attention to their kids' curriculum these days because they're realizing how much is in there. And in one Ohio town, the mayor took those parents' sides and he gave the five local school board members, I said state earlier, five local school board members an ultimatum over the class material that was distributed, which he deemed to be child pornography. And he told them, you can either, he said, this is his quote, he said, "It has come to my attention," said Hudson Mayor Craig Schubert, "it has come to my attention your educators are distributing essentially what is child pornography. And I've spoken to a judge this evening, and she has confirmed it. So I'm giving you a simple choice. You either choose to resign from the Board of Education or you will be charged." That's amazing. I mean, it even went on to talk about the fact that there were some high school students that were given a college credit course in a book titled 642 Things to Write About, and they had to pick from it. And one of them was write about a sex scene that you wouldn't show your mom. That's just wrong. Well, listen, Hudson City mayor in Ohio bowed up and said, "You know what? Not on my watch." He went down there and met with them and just told them, "I have talked to the authorities. I have talked to a judge, and they have confirmed what I feel is child pornography is, in fact, child pornography. You can either resign or you will face charges." Folks, that's where it is. You push back on liberals, you'll be amazed at what can happen. But if you sit silently, if you do nothing, they will continue, because they will fill the vacuum of your silence with their liberal progressive ideologies. But we as conservatives know that you will definitely hit 100% of the targets you don't shoot at. But I just went through an entire half hour there reading you stories about people pushing back on liberals and winning. We can do it. Right Side Radio, News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Coming up next, the great one, Mark Levin, and we will be back tomorrow. See you then.